Hey, everybody. Today, the Charlie Kirk Show. Raheem Kassam gives us an update from Europe and how it connects to our politics. Dave Bossi joins the program about his wonderful new movie. And we also go through the latest vice president news. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. And as always, get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. You could become a member today and ask me questions directly every Friday. Well, most Fridays. And also get a signed copy of my new book. Go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. We are tabulating some of this data here at Maricopa and Yavapai counties in early voting. And just some perspective here. In 2020, there were 655,000 total GOP ballot requests. In 2022, there were this is just for the primary in Maricopa County, 662,000 total GOP ballot requests. And in 2024, 705 total GOP ballot requests. So that is 50,000 more primary Republican voters, which are hyper engaged. If you vote in a primary, it's almost a one-to-one connection to vote in the general. That's 50,000 net new Republican voters in just Maricopa. And remember, Arizona was decided by 10,000 ballots in 2020. So that's 50,000 net new. So even if half of those end up voting in November, that is more than 2.5 times the deficit margin in Arizona from 2020. That's no guarantees, but it shows that the hundreds of full-time people that we have on the ground in Arizona are doing work and starting to expand the base. Joining us now is Raheem Kassam. Raheem, welcome to the program. Raheem, your reaction these last couple of days and what you've been seeing in Europe.
Yeah, Charlie, I'm so glad I managed to catch the end of the last hour because I completely agree with you. I think there is a complacency factor at the moment that is tantamount to political malpractice that's going on. I think, you know, there are plenty of things to say about, the campaign on the Trump side and what I have some prescriptions that I think, you know, need to be enacted soon. But the biggest story is, of course, and you see the data coming out. You've talked about the Marist poll. There's another new Electoral College bit of data that just came out a few moments ago, which shows Biden retaking the lead there. And I just think this.
We called it. The world can see. Yep.
The world can see, right, what's going on here. But unfortunately, we are in a situation where especially this reliance, I think, on Hispanic and Black voters is now ebbing away. And I've also noted, interestingly, in some of the Rasmussen polling that came out today, that is also the case when you have those candidates introduced into the prompt on the polls. So complacency, talk of a landslide, any of this is I think a total disgrace. I also happen to have my own theory on what they're actually going to do between now and November. We've got an article going up at thenationalpulse.com very shortly because it links back to what I saw in Europe. What I saw was, you know, two snap elections. That is the key phrase, introducing this snap factor at the last minute, like Macron did against Le Pen, like Rishi Sunak did to try and keep Reform Party and Nigel Farage out of the equation. And I think you're going to see a kind of snap moment here in the US as well in October. The article title, by the way, is going to be October surprise, Biden's demise, question mark, because it was interesting to me to read Axios this morning, and they say the number one group of people who are concerned about Biden going into the election as the nominee is the Clinton diaspora. Well, that sounds like a threat to me, if anything. And I think, you know, you can't put it past. Yeah, they've done everything, right? They've broken every law. They've gone against the Constitution. They've locked people up. This would be nothing out of the stretch of the imagination, I think, that we should have when discussing these things, to think that they might just load up his schedule a little too heavily to try and piece him out.
And understand, look, I want to just take a step back here. The left is freaking out. And when they freak out, they organize and get stuff done. It's now time for us to realize that, according to the new projections of Nate Silver, it's very slight, but Joe Biden is now favored to win the presidency. I know that's shocking for those of us that see that Joe Biden mixes up Putin and Zelensky. It's not shocking to us on this program. He's had 2 weeks of uninterrupted press time and 2 weeks of uninterrupted ability to, make prediction, to kind of just articulate to the American people his agenda. So right now, Donald Trump is back to being the underdog, according to 538, and it's going to require grassroots work. What things do you think that Donald Trump needs to do in the convention in particular to increase his chance of winning?
Well, I agree with you. All publicity is good publicity, even when it shows you stumbling around and searching for words. And I think necessarily that's because the lack of trust that most people have in the media, the lack of trust that most people have in the political class, and they see when those two machines come together and start attacking somebody, whether it's Donald Trump or whether it's Joe Biden, the American public, much like the British public as an example, they say, hold on a minute, something's amiss here. We don't trust these people. Clearly, they've got an agenda, and clearly they're out to get this guy. So that is kind of artificially propping Biden's numbers up here. I think when President Trump and when the Republicans all get together, and I'll be there in Milwaukee too, they have to show a level above all of this fray. They have to almost behave as if they were already. And this is why I like the meeting with Viktor Orban last night. They have to show that actually the transition has already begun. You know, we're ready to take the reins. We're not complacent about anything. We're going to earn every single vote. But to show that you actually have that ability. And it's the same thing, by the way, that you saw Nigel Farage doing out on the campaign trail in the UK, is rising above that fray, rising above the petty, rising above what the media and the political class are throwing around, and really just charting your own course to the Oval Office. That would be my strategy towards it, instead of sort of getting in and mucking in and making more fun of Biden and taking more digs at him, is actually maybe there's a little sympathy you can extend and say, hey, you know, these people who are parading him around and trying to get him to cling on no matter what, those are the people that deserve the American public's ire. We would never do that to you. To set a new path from there on out, to say this can never happen again in our country.
I completely agree. What do you think about the idea here, Raheem, that Joe Biden is going to run a fake populist campaign? I hypothesize this. Yes. The elites are against me. The powerful people are against me. If he's able to do that, and we don't preempt it if we are not prepared, that could be a campaign with some lethality.
Massive. You're absolutely right. Massive. That you saw it with Fetterman. You know, you've seen it with AOC. They really do know. I mean, even frankly, Bernie Sanders, fake populist. Barack Obama, fake populist. You've seen that they can turn the empathy on and the pathos on when it suits them. And I think that is a major danger. And like I just said, he's going to be able to turn around, and he is able to turn around right now and say, look at this. You know, the corporate media class, the big donor class, the DC political, unions and everything like that. Of course, they don't want somebody with an independent streak, somebody who might tell them no when they're used to taking no, not used to taking no for an answer. And Joe Biden, remember, has kind of always, even though it's not true, has kind of always set himself out as the underdog, and has always set himself out as the comeback kid. We've heard for decades of him referring to himself as the comeback kid. And so it's kind of all of this stuff is kind of playing into his hands. And look, I get it, for the audience out there saying, well, what are we supposed to do? Just ignore the fact that he's completely incompetent and doddery on stage and can't remember people's names and job titles? No, you're not supposed to do that. But what you are supposed to do is make the case for your victory besides that. apart from that, a positive case for victory, a positive case for Donald Trump, not just, hey, he's not the other guy. That's what the left do. That's what the Barack Obamas want to do. And I think it's a trap to fall into.
Joe Biden is actually seeing a polling increase because all press is good press. And now, look, if we're able to position this as Joe Biden is not mentally up to the job, terrific. And I've said this before, it's a 50-50 shot for Donald Trump to win in November. Now, here's the good news. Donald Trump has not really been campaigning in the last 2 weeks. When Donald Trump gets into full campaign mode and starts framing the race in the correct way, and the RNC, I think, is coming at a perfect time. It's a perfect time. It's time to play offense. As soon as Biden is the nominee and July 21st sets in, it is time for us to go full throttle and preempt the populist fakery that is going to emerge from Joe Biden. Raheem, National Pulse, is that correct?
Yeah, the nationalpulse.com, Charlie, and I agree with you. Listen, I love the rallies, but the world wants to see Donald Trump doing more of the bodega visits, doing more of the meet and greets, the hyper-personal stuff. I think that's where he needs to go now. The nationalpulse.com, yes, thank you.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly onto you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, and some of you may not even know about it. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, their premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 today. That is promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. So how does all this tie into what we saw in France and the UK, in particular France? As France did one of the goofiest and also sinister things where Macron handed the keys to the government to communists, just says so much that immigration would not be restricted.
Well, Charlie, it's not just the immigration question, although that is a massive part of it, of course. But the French political settlement, as it currently sits, is in complete shambles, and mostly because of President Emmanuel Macron, and of course his big corporate allies. Now, you'd have seen in the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, the former Prime Minister, now called a snap election. Emmanuel Macron did the very same thing. Their approach to these situations is, well, look, if we can't beat them fair and square, if we can't beat them in a war of ideas, in a public debate, in a public setting over a long, lengthy period of time, then what we'll do is we'll kind of truncate the election period, the campaign period, and launch these both massive scare tactics, huge amounts of threats, just like, I mean, back in 2016 with Trump and with Brexit as well, they did the same sorts of things, but over a very short period of time, because he knows, just like Sunak knew, that these parties don't have a ton in terms of resources. They don't have huge staff complements to deal with everything that gets thrown at them every single day. You know how campaigns work. You know that actually most individuals on campaigns are doing the jobs of about 5 to 10 people at any given time. And especially if you are a smaller party, especially if you're an upstart party, and you mentioned France, I mean, they just went through the European election cycle. So Macron's gambit was, hey, Le Pen, her party, that apparatus is simply not going to be able to fight a very short, very intense domestic election campaign. And to some extent, he was right. Now, I'm not so down in the dumps about the result that came out of France. I know a lot of people were disappointed by the fact that, you know, Le Pen and Rassemblement National, the populist nationalists, didn't quite reach expectations. But then I always ask people, who set those expectations? It was the corporate media, the pollsters, and the talking heads on television that kept hyping, oh, they're going to win. Oh, they're going to win. They're going to take over the parliament. It's going to be, you know, a Vichy government all over again. And of course, they have this two-round voting system. When the second round of voting came along, I was there, I was on the ground. It came out that over the course of the prior week, Macron had done deals, as you say, with the communists, with the Islamists, with the Greens, with the socialists, and cobbled together this new Popular Front alliance as a coalition in a multi-party system in order to keep Le Pen and Rassemblement National away from the being the majority in the French Assembly. That's really interesting because the coalitions might be bigger than her, but she is still the leader of the single largest party in the French Assembly right now. And she still increased the number of deputies, members of parliament, that they have in the French Assembly. So I don't think it's a reason to be despondent. A lot of my friends over there were, of course, on that night. And I can understand why, given that, again, that the expectations were being raised for them. But actually, there's a lot to build on for the presidential election, which is just now a couple of years in the future.
There is there's so much. The connection between Europe and America is quite remarkable on how one political environment plays into the other. Raheem, the final question I have here is the story of what's happening in France with the establishment going with the communists. What would that look like here in the States?
Carnage. I mean, it's like if you had Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden inviting Bernie Sanders and Jill Stein and all the rest, Cornel West, into government with them, right? And by the way, don't discount that happening in the United States too. The globalists have their backs against the wall all across the world. And I suspect that if my October surprise thing is correct, then Kamala Harris will try to make deals with people like Jill Stein, with people like Cornel West, in order to, you know, not say, okay, get off the ballot because it's too late for all of that, but just to say, hey, turn your voters out in favor of us, and maybe there's some cabinet positions in it for you. This is the level of diabolical behavior that we've started to see from the globalists who are trying to cling on to power. And of course, the far left are all too happy to do those deals because they don't have a route to power in and of themselves. This new Popular Front alliance in France were absolutely nobodies, were fringe political figures until Macron elevated them.
Raheem Kassam, check out thenationalpulse.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Joining us now is David Bossy, president of Citizens United, and is the man behind the new Trump movie, which is Trump's rescue mission, Saving America. David, welcome to the program. Tell us all about it.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Charlie. Been too long. This is an important film in the most important year in the history of America, in my opinion. We are at a crucial point in America. We either win this election this November and Donald Trump takes over the White House, we win the House and Senate and save America, or we are destined for the ash heap of history. I really think that, and I know you do too. This is the guys like you and me, we say this is the most important election in our lifetime. Well, guess what? This is the most consequential election in American history, in my opinion. Donald Trump, it must save America. And that's why we made this movie. And everybody needs to see this film to educate yourself so that you can tell your friends and neighbors, your family, why Joe Biden, and not just Joe Biden, but the crazy left and their disastrous policies, what they have done to America over the last 4 years versus Donald Trump's 4 years of peace and prosperity. Joe Biden and the crazy left's 4 years of American carnage, of open borders, of economic disaster, of irresponsible and reckless spending, of a disastrous foreign policy, new wars across the Middle East and in the Ukraine. We are headed in a direction that is untenable, and only Donald Trump is able to save America. So go to TrumpSavesAmericaMovie.com, watch the trailer, and you will be able to watch this film right now today.
Let's get the trailer going here. 1:44. It's an excellent film, and President Trump is going to introduce the film at 3 p.m. On Wednesday. This is just part of the trailer. Play cut 1:44.
When Joe Biden came into office, he inherited success. All Biden had to do was do nothing, just not screw it up.
We went from safe streets to record crime.
Are you for defunding the police?
How are you defining defund the police?
We went from $2 gas to $4 gas.
We are in the longest sustained period of a wrong track number that high in the history of our poll.
We went from stable prices to record inflation.
Over $1,300,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 And why?
I'll let you guess.
I'm willing to do whatever I have to do to save our country and to save our Constitution.
He's doing this for one reason and one reason alone, because we are on a rescue mission.
Trump's rescue mission, saving America.
The stakes have never been higher, David. Tell us more.
You know what, Charlie? We're 56 days away from early voting in North Carolina. We are 66 days away from Pennsylvanians voting. This thing is around the corner. Everyone needs to be armed with the facts, armed with the truth, and be able to get every single voter educated to make sure that they don't fall for this ever again. Look, we know that the Democrats are going to do everything in their power to try and claw and scratch and steal this election. We know it. We have to win by more than they're able to do that. And that's the key to this November. We have to identify our voters and turn them out.
Amen.
And using things like this, using a film like this, is really an energizer. And President Trump loves this film. President Trump is coming at the convention, going to be introducing this film on Wednesday to the audience. And we're so proud of that. And so I hope people can come and see it there. If you're in Milwaukee, join us. But if you're not, go to this website, TrumpSavesAmericaMovie.com. You can watch it today.
So you're saying that early voting begins September 6th now in North Carolina? I mean, this is now voting season, Dave Bossy.
Charlie, it used to be election day, and we would have the results that night. Nowadays, Charlie, it is exactly right. More than 2 months of voting. September 6th, ballots drop in North Carolina.
Jeez, unbelievable.
Okay. September 16th, they drop in Pennsylvania. So we have to be ready for it. And so it's and that's 2 months from now. People think, oh, it's off into November. It's not. We have to win this election in September and October, not in November. And that's the key to this election. We have to win it early because we know what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to, which is what they did in 2020.
Yes, and so the message we must get out, what is your research showing, Dave, as far as the issues that are the most persuasive for independent voters or disaffected Democrats as we try to bring this message? I know you talk about this in your excellent film.
It is so important that we do talk about these issues. The pocketbook issues of the economy, of inflation and of costs, of the staggering costs of groceries, the staggering costs of mortgages and mortgage rates and of rent, of electricity, of the things that are the staples of the American life. We talk about those in depth, not just with Republicans, but as you saw from those clips, we talk to your average American, independents and Democrats, and that is who we're going to win over. And then the open border. The border and the carnage that is created by Biden's open border policies over the last 3.5 years, where now every American city is a border city. We say those things, but it's reality. You look at the crime rates. You look at the streets that are filled with folks who are homeless. You fill that are filled with criminals, drugs, the fentanyl problem. The chaos and the carnage that Joe Biden has created at the southern border is bringing people to the Republican Party for the first time. They're opening their eyes. And so we need to be talking about those two issues predominantly. But obviously, the mess that Joe Biden has created around the world, you know, America's leadership is in question now. And when Donald Trump was in office, no one worried about where America was. They knew that there was a commander in chief who could take that 4 o'clock a.m. call, right? Joe Biden, you know, no one has any hope. No one has belief in him as the commander in chief any longer. And that's why you have Putin running amok, Xi running amok. You have North Korea testing missiles. You have Iran absolutely running over the world with the money that Joe Biden's administration funded them with and is now funding terror across the globe. So those are the issues that we talk about in this film. And we also obviously talk about Joe Biden's cognitive decline. And I think that the American people, when they look at this film, there's no way to come out of it but being for Donald Trump and conversely, being against the crazy Joe Biden or whoever they nominate's agenda.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229, or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the preborn banner. Also, save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner. So, and Dave, I want to get your thoughts on this. Do you believe, based on your research you did with this film, that Joe Biden's going to remain, that he will be the nominee?
I do. And Charlie, guys like us, we're mechanics in the political world, right? We know how these things go on. I'm actually the co-chairman of next week's convention, and I'm honored to be the co-chairman of the national convention. It is very difficult right now, unless Joe Biden steps away, unless he decides that he's not going to do it again. And I got to tell you, there's no way Jill Biden's letting him do that. She is not giving up the power, and Joe Biden's not giving up the power. So I think that they have a very tough road ahead of them as the Democrats. But I got to tell you, it doesn't matter. We have to do everything we can to win. Whether Joe Biden's in an iron lung, it doesn't matter. We have to defeat him or whoever the nominee is to save this country.
I completely agree with that. Final question here. Dave, is that it seems as if Trump is stronger and stronger with Hispanic voters, Black voters, and younger voters. However, there's some softness in the polls temporarily with older voters or baby boomer voters. That is one area we can improve upon. How would you say, from the political mechanical and messaging standpoint, that we can do better with those demographics?
You know, it's the bread and butter issues to them as well. One is it's American exceptionalism. Those voters are open to that, what we used to call that Reaganite theme of American exceptionalism. The greatness that was America and can be again, number one. Number two is the staples that the older voters count on and paid for their entire lives, whether it's Medicare or Social Security. Joe Biden has done things to dismantle and destroy both Medicare and Social Security over the last 3.5 years. And so Donald Trump is going to come into the White House and save both of those programs through cutting the reckless spending. Look, and stopping the illegal immigration influx. That is what is absolutely decimating our financial power in the world, is paying for all of these people that we can't afford. We can't even afford to take care of Americans. And we've brought in tens of millions of people over the last 3.5 years that the American people are paying for. And it is going to create a permanent problem for both Medicare and Social Security. And I think articulating those messages to that demographic that you're talking about is going to massively move numbers for this November.
Dave Bossy, website one more time for our audience if they want to see the film. I encourage them to do that.
Please go TrumpSavesAmericaMovie.com. Go right now. You can watch it today. Be the first to see it. The site just went live today, Charlie.
Very good. Dave Bossy, thank you so much. See you at convention in a couple days.
Thank you so much for having me.
The coup is continuing against Joe Biden, but we believe that he is going to stay. He is white-knuckling and remaining in power. Let's go to cut 116. This is Rep Connolly saying, I don't know if Joe Biden will be our candidate next week. Play cut 116.
And last question before I let you go. Next week, will Joe Biden still be your candidate next week?
I don't know. Events are unfolding very fast. I want to create space for the president of the White House to make a careful, reflective, and patriotic decision.
The more Democrats that are turning their back on Biden, the more just clumsy and uncomfortable that nominating convention is going to be. The forcing function is on July 21st, and the blue wall is still the key. If Donald Trump can win Pennsylvania, Michigan, or Wisconsin, which is where the convention is next week, looks as if that is what's going to determine if he is ultimately successful. But who should he choose as vice president? President Trump is leaving us in suspense for his vice presidential selection. It's probably going to happen during the convention. And according to all public reports, it is J.D. Vance or Doug Burgum who are the final two, and maybe Marco Rubio. Now, there could be an out of left field pick, but that seems increasingly unlikely. Breaking news last night, Karl Rove endorsed Governor Burgum. And I'm not here to say anything negative about Governor Burgum. I'm, of course, very much in J.D. Vance's camp and supportive of J.D. Vance. Hope J.D. Vance gets it. But that's definitely a noteworthy endorsement. Karl Rove coming out for Doug Burgum. And I'm curious, email us freedom@charliekirk.com. If the finalists were J.D. Vance or Doug Burgum, who do you think that Donald Trump should select? Mark Thiessen went and attacked J.D. Vance yesterday on Fox News and said, oh, J.D. Vance doesn't have any Rust Belt appeal. Let's make sure we're very clear on this. J.D. Vance is one of the most popular Rust Belt senators right now. And it was the same clip, one in the back, where they were bashing J.D. Vance on Fox News yesterday, where they were saying, oh, J.D. Vance is not popular. Let me be very clear. They don't like J.D. Vance because J.D. Vance is philosophically and politically consistent with Donald Trump. Here is Mark Thiessen and Karl Rove. They're endorsing Doug Burgum and attacking J.D. Vance. Kind of makes me like J.D. even more. Play cut 132.
Going to save Pennsylvania? I don't think so.
Okay, Carl, before we go to your Democrat friends on this panel, I want to give the remaining Republican conservative a chance to weigh in here. What do you think he does? What should he do?
Well, it was actually $35 million that was spent on behalf of J.D. Vance.
I stand corrected.
And Mark is absolutely right. Absolutely right. I'm with Josh on this, though. Of the three that names have mentioned, Doug Burgum is not only the safe pick, but also gives him some advantage in that he's got a successful governor who's the governor of the second largest energy producing state in the union. And if you want to make energy an issue in the campaign, who better than that? But I'm with Josh. I think we got to think about Donald Trump as not just simply the former president and potentially future president of the United States, but the executive producer of The Apprentice. Mm-hmm. And there may be a couple of twists and turns before this thing is all done.
All right, Juan, who scares you the most as a Democrat?
I think Rubio.
Thanks, Juan. I have nothing against Rubio. I've always liked Rubio for a while. And so it looks like the jousting is continuing. J.D. Vance v. Doug Burgum. The predicted markets show J.D. Vance as the favorite. And I just can imagine the knives are out right now. J.D. Vance is ascending in his likelihood of potentially becoming Trump's vice presidential selection. And Donald Trump came out, remember, at CPAC and said, the Republican Party was ruled by freaks, neocons, globalists, open border zealots, and fools. We're never going back to the party of Paul Ryan, Karl Rove, and Jeb Bush. That was Donald Trump at CPAC. So we shall see what happens. J.D. Vance opens an opportunity to be able to win over younger voters. The data is screaming at us right now. It is screaming at us. Please put somebody on the ticket under the age of 50. He's under the age of 40. Please put somebody on the ticket that allows us to have a bridge to young families. Please put somebody on the ticket that has a bridge to the needs, wants, anxieties, concerns of people that cannot make ends meet in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. And you could effectively camp JD out in Western Pennsylvania and say, run up the score in Western Pennsylvania. And this will keep the movement alive and having Donald Trump, JD Vance with the exact same worldview. So you guys know where I stand on this. I've been very clear on it. Again, I'm not going to say anything negative about, against Governor Burgum, and I'll just kind of put the facts forward there. And so however you guys feel, email me freedom@charliekirk.com. If those were the finalists, if it was J.D. versus Doug Burgum, what would your opinion be? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.